Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my name is Doug, and I love movies, and I love fighting the drizzle to get here, and that the place is packed. Thank you so much, you guys, because it was supposed to rain tonight, and I watch you from afar, and there were umbrellas in the early times, you know, around 6:20, but by 7, everyone was standing and happy, and Every single person got in, so I'm very, very excited about that. Some people got to see some sort of showcase for something that was happening before this that I don't know enough about to continue speaking on. We're coming to you. This is Doug Loves Movies. Did I say that? Yeah, have a seat. I'm the world's angriest stoner. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, February 7th. Two Oceans 11. I even wrote 11 this time. The last two times I got it wrong, I had written it correctly, and this time I just flat out wrote it wrong. Let me fix that. Back up the tape. Back up the tape. Here we go. Because I could totally fix every mistake I make in editing, but I leave them in because, you know, I do want to be president someday. I don't know why I said that. Speaking of political shit, at Poddrops on Twitter today wrote something that cracked me up based on the fact that it was sort of based on listening to this show. He wrote, "Court rejects Prop 8, hashtag go homo." That's a pretty good one. The guy went topical and came up with one of those. If you haven't heard the episode from Sketchfest in San Francisco, go back and listen to it, and that will then become either funnier or, no, I'm over it. I don't need any more of those. Thanks to everyone who came to my shows in Portland and Vegas. I'll be back at Helium in Portland to tape 2 episodes of Doug Loves Movies on April 13th and 14th at 4:20. Different guests each day during the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. And I'll be back to Vegas ASAP, probably July-ish. Always a good time. And I've got something, I planned something for Chicago that people might enjoy. On Tuesday, April 24th, I'm doing a stand-up show at Zany's with special guests, guests or guests, we'll see. And then some Leonard Maltin game at the end of the show with, you know, against audience members. And then the winner, the person who can beat my featured guest at the Leonard Maltin game in one round, will then be the an additional guest on Doug Loves Movies, taping at Zany's on that Sunday, April 29th. So get your name tags ready, Chicago. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Chronicle, which is not for emetophobes or anyone easily nauseated by handheld camera work. It's got some pretty cool sequences and is the best found footage movie ever made. Not a compliment. And then they nailed the found footage genre. Let's bury it. Let's fucking go ahead and make a sequel and just make it a movie where you tell us a story. Where we watch and a story is being told through cinema. I don't need every 10 seconds. Well, the reason we're filming, we have a camera because... that movie. Okay, so number two... I still kind of liked it. Number two is... Number two is Women in Black, which is not a Men in Black spinoff starring Jada Pinkett Smith, which would be the worst thing ever made. It is... I don't know why I hate her so much. She's not a bad actress. I just hate her. So watch, because it made me think of Jada Pinkett Smith, watch Chronicle. I mean, don't watch Women in Black. Watch Chronicle, not Women in Black. This has been Watch This, Not That. Woo! Yeah, thank you. Vancouver, heads up, comedy festival issues. Apparently the venue that I was going to do Doug Loves Movies in and several other shows at the Vancouver Comedy Festival. So they had like a punk rock show a couple nights ago or whenever, and there was, fire laws were broken or something. I probably shouldn't even be sharing any of this. Somebody's going to get pissed at me. But basically, this whole venue pulled out of the festival, so now the festival has to find other venues for all of our shows. And my show times were wacky, so it's going to be hard to reschedule. So my point is, if you're in Vancouver listening to this... If you're in Vancouver, check the listings and double check, and you know, especially if you already have tickets. If you don't have tickets, what? Go ahead and go get tickets. And I apologize for whatever changes are going to happen. I think like the 7 o'clock show is going to be at midnight, and the 4:20 show is going to stay at 4:20. It's terribly confusing. Did the 4:20 show move, dude? No, just the 7 o'clock one moved to midnight. What about the 4:20 show, dude?
Hey, everybody. Producer Ryan here. Just wanted to confirm that the Doug Loves Movies tapings during the Vancouver Comedy Festival will happen as scheduled at the Tom Lee Music Hall at 7 p.m. Friday, February 17th, and 4:20 p.m. Saturday, February 18th. Back to the show.
And also, quick heads up to London, England. I'll be hanging out there this weekend with no particular plans or a show. By the time this plops, I will have taped Morgan Spurlock's New Britannia, a show where he invites an American to come and be stupid in front of some British people. And and he signed me up. So I'm going to London. I'm flying to London tomorrow and then taping it on Thursday night. And so, again, by the time you hear this, I will have done that, but then have the rest of the weekend to just hang out in England. So hit me up. Let's meet for a pint. Oh, God, have I covered everything? Jesus. What a complicated opening. This is like getting through the first 10 minutes of Marc Maron. So, and I say that entirely out of love because that's my favorite part. Who else loves the first 10 minutes of Marc Maron? It's something about it. He's just talking to you about what's about to happen. I kind of want to do that on my show. I want to be like the next day. Oh man, last night I didn't think I would ever get to talk while, you know, fill in the blank of your favorite overtalker. Who's the biggest overtalker? It's probably Jeff Garlin, right? TJ. All right. I that was not what I was looking for. please welcome, first of all, I'm going to bring out two people who are a father and son team who entered the Santa Size Me competition on YouTube, YouTube last year, and they are the winners. Please welcome, I didn't even check with them to make sure I'm spelling their last name correctly. Please welcome Tom and Jeff Levack. Levacks, the Levacks are here. Interesting positioning. You made it so there'll be other guests on either side of you. Very smart way to force bonding on them. Congratulations, you guys. Yeah, grab a microphone there. This is Jeff, everybody. Say hi into your microphone.
Hello, into your microphone.
Like, when comedians are on, it drives me crazy that sometimes they don't talk into their microphones, right, Jordan? But these guys, I'm going to cut some slack. I'm going to warn you like 3 or 4 times, and then I'm going to lose my shit. So yeah, just talk into your microphone whenever you talk. And then Tom is the father of
that
Jeff.
Would be me.
And you guys made this trailer together.
Yeah.
On what kind of budget? Because it's strangely impressive.
We didn't want to count how much money we spent on it, but a lot of cookies. A lot of cookies.
Yeah, you had to buy a lot of cookies. Because just real quickly for the audience, if you don't know, Santa Size Me trailers were about how Morgan Spurlock should make a movie where he proves that you can't eat the amount of cookies that Santa Claus has to eat over the course of one night over the entire world. And so I said, I said that joke, and then I said, but make a trailer, a fake trailer for that movie, and put it on YouTube, and then I'll pick the best one, and those people will be a guest on the show. And then I ran into you guys. Prior to that, I ran into you, or during it?
It was actually before you announced it.
Before I announced it. But you were already planning to come out here.
Yeah, we told you that we wanted to come out.
Yeah.
And then when we heard you announced the contest,
yeah,
I
like, we have
immediately
to win this
called
fucker.
Them up, and I said,
because we're going out there anyway.
We got to do it.
Yeah. So, and then they won it. But we met at the Go Bananas in Cincinnati. Right. And I'm not as dumb as I often am. And so congrats on winning. Part of your prize was you get to choose the other guests that get to come out here. And I won't mess around with what's in the prize bag. They all brought awesome stuff. But please welcome, as per request of the Levacks, am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah.
Ben Schwartz, TJ Miller, and Paul F. Tompkins. Wherever you want, man. Wherever you want. Paul generally sits to my left. I told you guys it was going to be good. They asked for only, I think they mentioned 6 people, and out of the 6 people they named, 3 said yes. So
who said no?
Who said no?
Who's an ass?
Nick Kroll couldn't make it?
Boo, he would have sucked anyway. I'll do all his material.
Sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
Your sister, Sarah Silverman, couldn't make it?
I love
her. Because she was at a funeral.
Oh.
That is a shame.
Movie reference.
everyone here is like, she would have been better.
Yep.
No, they were
that's
in a movie.
What we think.
They weren't disappointed with Nick Kroll. Now they're disappointed with Sarah Silverman. I'm like, oh,
this is unfair to everyone involved. But the third one was the Pointer Sisters.
the Pointer Sisters?
No,
I'm a
it
huge
was
fan.
Who was the? Oh, Edgar. Edgar Wright. Yeah, who's very busy writing a movie with Simon Pegg.
In it's another country, right?
It's called. No, here.
Are they here?
Run, they're here
zombie,
because Simon's going to be
zombie,
in the.
Run.
Will you let me speak? For once, will you let me speak?
It's happening early this
We
time.
Are 1 minute in. 1 minute in. And already Sarah Silverman would have been better.
She would have.
1 minute.
This is not a competition. Well, it is eventually. Towards the end, it is. But now, for right now, it's not a competition. Ben, thank you for coming back to the show, and congratulations.
Thank you,
on
God.
The success
one person who got excited.
Your 2 programs. He's on 2 programs. Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
That little tag scene at the end where NBC likes to go, there's more of this coming up, when there's only 30 seconds more and
stick
there's credits
for
over
more
the
Parks
whole thing.
And Rec. Yeah.
When they do that, the scene where you go in to try to get the job at the accounting agency and just do one lap around the place, one shot, just they slowly figure out your fucking tool bag and then you're happily out the door. Like, well, that didn't work out for anybody. That's the funniest. It's so great. And yeah, and you're on House of Lies on Showtime.
Showtime.
As a character with almost different hair.
Yeah. The difference between is that my hair is a little different.
The character in House of Lies uses a different product, right?
Yeah.
He uses more of
a pomade.
He tapes it down.
Yeah.
One
yeah,
of them
takes
away teases the
parts
other
of that character is more Bumble and Bumble.
This one's more of like a crew home.
It's American.
Hashtag go home.
Yeah.
So,
hashtag go home.
Seriously, go them, though. You're at the Super Ego show in Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
Has to move to a new venue. Have you heard of this?
No, I sure haven't, Doug. What are you telling me on a podcast that concerns my life?
Super inside shit.
What happened to the Tom T. Hall Music Hall? Or whatever it was called.
I told them already. There was a punk show there, and there were fire marshal violations, so they had to lower their capacity, and we've sold more tickets than they're allowed to have people in there.
May I address all the punks of the world right now?
I'm so happy
please,
you're doing this.
Please, speak to them, please.
I'm so happy you're doing this.
Punks! Had the better part of over three decades to overthrow the world government. Give it up. It's like trying to make burlesque a thing again. You can try all you want. It's not going to happen. Stop ruining things, punks. We just wanted to have a show.
How do you think my punk demographic, what do you think? Like how many...
Those guys
just heard that.
Those three?
Just the most stoned punks ever.
Why won't Doug talk more about anarchy?
Oh, I just got a text from Paul Tompkins.
What does he say? Sorry, can't make it.
I think Sarah Silverman's available.
I think you need context for this particular text because you were by the side door hoping I would open it.
This is absolutely going to be worth it. Any text that needs a story behind
outdoors, it. Being attacked by punks. Let me in quick. These punks are going to ruin the pod.
Hashtag I have something to say when we get on stage.
Johnny Rotten's holding the safety pin to my throat.
I just say that because he wrote Little Pig Let Me Come In, and he wouldn't speak to me that way. He would That's call true. Me Duggles normally.
That's right. But I was pretending to be Alec Baldwin.
Little
you're
Pig,
my daughter.
Yes. I cannot get over that anyone thought that him calling his own daughter a little pig was anywhere out of line at all.
A rude little pig.
Yeah,
that was the best
devastating comeback put down for a small girl.
What a comeback.
But some little pigs aren't fat. You know what I mean?
They
little
start
pigs
out
can be cute.
Look, little pigs start out in great shape.
Yeah.
Right? Fresh out of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Running around.
Oh, when they're fresh, they are.
God,
thin.
They look good. Yeah. But then what happens?
They don't
they
like
get
themselves.
Lazy.
And they get lazy.
And they have to eat slop.
That's true. You know what's
how
funny?
How could you not get fat eating something called slop?
If they understood English, I bet they wouldn't eat slop. I bet if the farmer was like, here's your slop, and they understood English, they'd be like, what? Yeah. How dare you? No deal.
But instead they just hear, what? And that That's means right. beautiful ambrosia. Yeah.
The most appetizing sound in the world.
To a pig, to a little pig.
And I get to eat out of a trough?
Let's check in with Tom and Jeff and see how they're doing.
Let's check in with
Tom and
Jeff.
Down what's
the street?
Going over there out in the middle of the
Tom and Jeff, what's it look
stage?
Like out there?
Tom, can you hear us?
Can we change our choices?
Oh! From left field, Tom! Tom! Doug is down. Doug is falling on
get
the
up,
ground.
Doug!
Paul
get up, Doug!
Get up, Doug! Get Doug in the face with a microphone.
Everything is going wrong.
Tom, what have you done?
You bring two fucking punks on the show.
Oh, Doug's back up. Oh. He is back into it. Doug is returning to his chair. He is staring intently into Tom's eyes. Tom is neither intimidated nor without an erection.
Let me do a quick check. Quick check on the most words contest. Yes, TJ is in the lead.
And all of them are irritated.
Yeah, and Jeff, seriously, man. Step it up.
Well, last is first in some ways.
You have its...
Oh.
They That's wait, like but biblical. They said the most profound things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Out of the mouths of babes, not the little pig who was rude.
Not even vaguely threatening. It's clearly threatening from them.
Are you guys, are the Levacs excited about participating in the game portion of the show tonight?
We've been practicing, but oh. We're sure that as soon as you start, we're going to turn into Marc Maron and not know anything.
Whoa.
Ooh,
that's
whoa.
A weird, watch all the in episodes. Wow.
That's a weird in absentia specific burn. Insult.
I love that Mark is going to have to listen to this whole episode because somebody's going to tweet, they kept mentioning you on Doug Love's movie. Right he doesn't even know that this is the last mention, so he has to listen all the way to the end. I'm going to throw something in after the end theme song, so he has to listen to that again.
Hey, at the end of the episode, let's all say what we really think about Marc Maron. Let's do it. Let's end the episode that way.
We should also do a seance.
Yeah.
Or what if we just bypass the shithead thing and I just say his name four times?
Yeah.
He'll stay on to hear that.
Even if you tell him that's exactly what's going to happen, he will still need to hear it.
Oh, my God. All right, so let's play. Don't read, cheater.
Do you need to return your 29 emails?
Can I say that I brought you guys...
It's 52.
I brought you guys gifts.
Oh, sorry, 52.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you very much.
TJ brought some gifts for...
So I brought you my hour special, No Real
for
Reason.
Tom and Jeff.
And my music album, which Doug calls the most confusing thing on the marketplace. It's my favorite description of it.
I love it,
so
though.
So that's for you guys, but there's only one copy for each of you. So you have to listen to it separately and watch it separately, and then you can switch. But because it's weird if a father and a son are just like hanging out in the bedroom, like, let's sit on the couch and watch this, buddy. Or I guess if you do it in the living room, it's okay.
Here's so what's in the prize bag that's going to the audience tonight. We've got a keychain that says Miami on one side and number one dad on the other. A copy of the aforementioned TJ Miller, the extended play EP, my first CD. Also from TJ, who played Stainer and She's Out of My League, a beta copy of that.
Your character's name was Stainer?
Yeah.
Aren't I lucky, Paul? Come fly with me.
In the original script, it was shitbag, wasn't it?
It was
Stainer.
Dick
so...
It was Dick Faker.
How many drafts could there have been? Like two, right?
100. No, there's 100.
Oh, I forgot to change it from Stainer. Well, it's too late. The movie's been greenlit.
It's too late. And it wasn't even the word Stainer. It was just ejaculate stains right above my dialogue.
Every single piece of
paper. Every single piece of paper.
Wow. That's very
yeah, who did it at DreamWorks? They're very generous.
Seems like more words.
Ben Schwartz brought some humorous books that he co-wrote. That
yeah.
Like there's one with a puppy on the front and it says, Grandma's dead. I should mention the puppy looks sad.
Yeah, he's not happy about it.
No.
That'd be weird if he was happy. Just a happy puppy. Yeah! Well, Grandma's dead.
This one, it is weird. It's a cute little happy dog and it says, maybe your leg will grow back.
Yep.
So, or maybe it'll
now
grow
Now everybody
grow
wants
back.
To fucking win, right? Before it was just a Stainer Blu-ray.
Oh yeah,
Paul
it was a Blu-ray. I'm sorry,
to
I
those
said
two books.
And Paul brought a hat that says The Room on it.
That was
The
was
Room.
Handed to me directly by the auteur, Tommy
Wiseau. Nice. Have you ever seen him and Gene Simmons in the same place at the same?
They're actually in the green room. Is that weird that I didn't mention that until now?
That is weird.
They're doing Shakespeare.
Let's play some games. Let's start with Build a Title to determine which individual up here.
Yeah. Is this the most people that have done Build a Title? What's the matter?
Probably, yes.
What's the matter, Teach?
What?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You seem sad.
What happened?
Nothing.
You can tell us.
You're still winning the words thing.
I don't know. I just feel like... I just feel like everybody really likes each other on this podcast, but they don't tell each other enough. Anyway, whatever. It's not that I just spilled some water near the microphones. Figure that one out, listeners.
You're really funny in the goods.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. This title for Build a Title was suggested by at Wampus Reynolds. And the title will start with Paul, since I think he already looked at it. I don't know.
Did
if
not.
Could read
I was
my
fascinated by the double digit amount of your emails.
Because they're ones that I, you know, keep as new because I want to remember to do that thing.
Oh,
I'm pretty good about getting back and stuff on
I
emails.
Think you
and
are.
Shit. Yeah.
That's why I was surprised, Doug.
Everybody has a system. Here's the title. We'll start with you. Then we'll go to the Levax, Jeff, and Tom.
Sure.
Followed by Ben. Who will hopefully have figured out how this game works
I'm
by then.
I'm going to figure it out by the time.
I don't think he's played before. And TJ, so here we go. Your title, Paul, to start with, is American Buffalo.
Oh.
Yeah. David Mamoot.
American Buffalo.
Oh, boy.
That is a little... That's a little tough.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
It's weird.
I don't know why
the game
they're
just
thrown.
Starts,
I don't
the
know
game just starts American Buffalo, and he's like, American Buffalo. And what if that was the end of
this
game?
This game could be anything at this point.
Literally.
Doug, you should just be like, you are a winner, Paul. And then Ben's like, what the fuck? How are we supposed to pay
this? I believe it.
Let's move on to Jeff. The Godfather.
Don't fuck this up, Jeff. Don't fuck this up.
The Godfather. You lose. Now.
All right. I got one.
Okay.
American Buffalo Down Dirty Shame.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, we're talking.
Yeah. So TFT. Now we go to Jeff, and he's got to add to American Buffalo Down Dirty Shame.
Liz?
Shameless. Whoa. Yes, that's correct. Shameless.
Just that simple.
Shameless.
It's just that simple,
what?
Folks.
What?
So,
what?
Okay, so.
Yeah.
It's not on you yet. It's not on you yet. You're so good.
All right, I'll try to figure it out. Let's see if I can get it by the time it's me. Although, TJ, I do appreciate it.
We're building a title from existing movie titles. We go to Tom. He has to say a movie that ends in American or begins with Shameless or less.
Got it. So, American Buffalo.
Down Dirty Shame.
Down Dirty Shame. Less than zero.
Yeah!
Ooh, I got one. I can't wait till these guys blow it.
Since he came to play. All right, so then we go to Ben.
I have to start with either zero or American.
Yeah, and remember the absolute low stakes that are involved here.
Does it have to be the whole word American, or can I do what Paul didn't just use low out of something? Could it be easy American Buffalo Low Down Dirty Shame? Whatever, Shameless Zero?
Easy A-American.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm for it. Easy A-American. Nobody ever says you just got an...
Easy A-American.
Yeah, nobody says A-American. That's what I meant.
It's going to be a regional thing.
And then Easy sets you up. That helps you. As
Where are you from? America?
Yeah, stakes so are you, so dumb fucking shit. High. The stakes are so high.
Easy American. Okay.
So then I think the Big Easy.
Yeah, that's right. American. Big Easy. So now, Paul, you need to...
I like somebody in the audience is like, oh, what a weird thing to root against.
Ending big or starting zero?
TJ success.
No, not
Why would you
not
root against it?
TJ, you know what I've told you about sidebars during the games.
All right, sorry, bar.
Paul, it's ends in big, begins in zero.
Zero Effect.
Oh, I like that.
Oh
movie.
My gosh.
What?
Bill Pullman's
what determines
best?
What gets applause?
Just who they
like. Is it for the movie or is it for the furthering of the game?
I think
game?
It's a combination of people like that movie.
People did not know how to feel about it. Like no, it I'm person. Saying that other movies got bigger applause. Less than zero. People were thrilled to hear it.
Zero maybe effect, maybe they got to the effect before you. Maybe they all knew that was coming.
They were waiting for it.
Yeah, less than zero was a surprise, especially from a, you know, some fucking hillbilly from the sticks.
All right.
Of Cincinnati.
Yeah, that one coming.
I love Cincinnati, by the way. Okay.
Then all is well.
Oh shit, I was gonna show the trailer that they made. Do you guys wanna see it?
Yes, more than
I do.
Should we this will give you some time to think. I know your strategy.
Do you have it fired up? Can we play it? Yeah. Now they used a Led Zeppelin song, was it?
Well, it's in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah,
in the
trailer.
It's actually a parody of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's almost shot by shot, except for like whenever they cut to a road, you just cut some cookies.
Well, yeah, anytime there was a car, cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, sitting 2 inches from the screen, we'll probably be able to see this pretty well, right?
And this is going to play really well on a podcast.
Oh no, no, we're going to, you know, we'll fade in, fade out. But I just think everybody good, here,
white power,
see it.
Listeners, listeners.
No, 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 not yet, not yet.
Hold on, you got to fade out.
I'll let you know. Here we go. This is by Tunnelman Jeff and his dad.
Ooh, the following parody.
Yeah,
it's already funny. Santa size me.
Yay!
That was shot entirely on an iPhone 4GS.
Yeah, shot entirely on an iPhone.
All right, well, that was my one stoner moment at late night. I know there's no such thing as an iPhone 4GS, which was pointed out to me the second I posted it on YouTube.
And you can't change it? You don't have the technology?
I had already, people were already watching it.
It's part, you know what, it's part of it.
It's part of the magic, man.
It kind
of
fits your, you know.
YouTube comments are sacrosanct.
It really, there. What was the cookie budget on it?
Too much. It wasn't money, it was time. I think once we got into
it. Oh, you baked all the cookies.
Yes, of course.
They're all from scratch.
Have to be authentic.
I should say, you baked those Oreos. I should say, for the people that were just listening and not seeing it, that they can go to YouTube and type in Santa Size Me, like official winner or something right. like that. Mm-hmm. And then you can see it. And then they also do a side by side. It's on this, you know, it's on the other videos side of the screen. You can click on, they put the trailer and their thing, running side by side. And you can see how, you know, they tried to match up most of the shots in that. And that trailer is awesome. That David Fincher trailer is amazing. I still haven't seen the movie because I heard there's reading involved, but and rape. I don't want to be reading during a rape. I just want to be able to enjoy it.
Number two
on its own terms.
What annoys you more? Reading annoys you more than rape is what we learned.
Reading rape.
Arithmetic.
Reading rape. I knew in my heart that would be funny.
I'm so happy you went for it.
I waited to say it.
I know somebody else named TJ, but TJ just came up voicemail on my phone, and I thought, did he fucking call me during that while we were watching the trailer?
I had a couple of notes on your reactions to the trailer. At one point you looked away. At one point you're sleeping. At another point you put a hoodie over your hoodie.
Yeah, that's called Ghost Protocol. Paul F. Tompkins.
GoPro.
Big, easy, American, buffalo, down, dirty, shapeless, then zero effect. So what do you got?
I got begins zero effect, which I just big. Said.
Oh, okay. We go to Jeff. Sorry. We move to Jeff.
I have nothing.
Okay, Jeff is out.
Wait, hold on.
What are the two?
Is that the title of a movie?
Big. Tom, you got anything that ends in big or begins in effect? Or ect?
No, and this is exactly what I said I was going to. So, no.
Okay, it's only fair. Low stakes. Ben Schwartz.
Here I am, guys.
TJ Miller.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Ben Schwartz.
Shit, he sounds like me.
You got anything, TJ?
I think there's got to be some movie with the end of it is big.
What about big?
I'd say it's The Big.
Okay.
The Big.
See, now I don't
challenge you, sir.
Quite the gamesman. You lose, and Paul is our winner. That means you get to go first in Leonard Maltin game.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
We'll go the same order again so that the guys on the end will have a chance to maybe have an idea what's happening.
Please.
Maybe. I think you've played this before.
Yeah, I know.
You know this.
I'm back in the game.
I've been on it a lot, and I don't know it.
I think we just watched Cookie trailers for a while.
Yeah. Gentlemen,
and then
choose a name tag. You got name tags,
oh,
you guys?
Oh, that's right.
Choose a name tag from the audience that you would wish to play for. Oh.
Hey, Jeff.
This gentleman right here, it says stuffed. It's the last moment of your trailer. Yeah, yeah. Paul's going to move out into the crowd. His lovely wife is here tonight. It's a big night here at the show.
Okay, this
Paul
guy
gets something
now,
big. What do you got,
this
TJ?
Guy gave
Tell
me,
us about it.
This guy gave me a wallet. And under the pretense that there was going to be money in it as a bribe, like what we do when we're pulled over in Mexico. But then I look at it and it doesn't have anything.
Well, it's maybe there's a prepaid phone card.
There isn't. There's just a New Hampshire ID and another New Hampshire
ID. Okay, what's his name?
Maybe one of them says he's a little older than the other. His name
pull off
is
the digressive highway.
David Reynolds Jr.
Okay, David Reynolds Jr. What's his social?
The other one says David Reynolds Sr. It's a fake ID. David Reynolds Jr.
I'm your father, slap. I'm your son, slap. Ben.
I grabbed a Blu-ray DVD that he customed to say Zach to the Future instead of Back to the Future.
Nice.
But the DVD is really the film Sanctum.
Oh.
That was just in case you tried to walk away with his sweet, sweet Back to the Future Blu-ray.
It would be awesome if his name was Future. And he changed Zach just because he thought it sounded better.
Yep.
Tom, what do you got?
I picked the Kenny Loggins
Kenny
album.
Kenny Loggins album that has a Chris that looks like Price is Right
which
tag on it.
Interestingly has...
Nope. Oh, he wrote his shithead on the back. Don't give it away, Tom.
Tom, you're fine.
No,
everything's fine.
He did
oh,
good.
Oh, shit. Does that mean you have to tell Sanctum to go fuck itself?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what they meant.
Sanctum should go fuck itself. If we're honest.
Sanctum, inner I don't sanctum. Even know him.
Oh. So, inner Sanctum. Yeah.
Jeff.
And I got Jeffrey.
Oh, that's nice. Same name.
Yeah.
And there was that movie, Jeffrey. That was a weird movie.
Don't
guys are.
It's not a very
I don't think either of those guys
Xerox.
Are gay, but they play gay dudes, I guess.
It's weird.
Yeah. And Paul F. Tompkins has a...
This is Eric, and it's a little sign says, Eric Celsior, that's being held by Galactus, the devourer of worlds.
Wow.
From Marvel Comics. It looks like he says some shit. There's holes in his back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a talking Galactus.
I don't know where you press
Eric
him.
Celsior.
You got to press
I don't think
his
I want to know what he has to
Stop
say.
Stop talking to Eric! The button in the middle?
No! That's the worst kind
oh
of machine.
Oh, my God. He's a world-eating
machine.
That's
the worst kind of machine.
You could not have set that up better. What I'm holding right now is a guy who eats worlds. I wonder what he says.
Me, the world-eating machine. Yeah, so that's me.
That's the commercial for Grand Corral or whatever that's called with the chocolate fountain.
Come eat the world.
Is he
going to say something else?
Hunger. I hunger. No me and no fear.
This guy he's not messing around.
What a strange kind of immortality for the voiceover artist.
It would be amazing if every time he pressed it, he was less and less into eating worlds. Like, he's like, well, I don't know if I really, you know what? I'm over this whole world eating thing.
Behold, the planet snacker. You know, I gotta do it on weekends.
He's so hard to wait on.
He's not as hungry anymore.
Poor wait.
Eat less and you're not as hungry.
One more.
Let me press it again.
So what are you guys doing now?
That's weird. What a weird thing.
It is weird.
Why would it say that?
That is weird.
He just threatened to eat your world, and then...
He sounds like he just wants to hang out.
He wants to know what's up, yeah. Like,
he came on too strong.
You know, the eating world thing isn't panning out, so he's like, maybe I should start over.
Yeah. No, I think part of it is
friends.
I feel that he's so sad that he's eating his feelings.
Yeah,
and they're earth-sized feelings.
Yeah.
Let me press it one more time.
do you guys want to trade Big Lebowski quotes?
Wow.
You're so sad.
Wow.
It's just
I do. I do. It really brings
now
really
I know why you eat together.
By the way, right. This guy knows his audience.
He really does.
Really well.
Go so it's okay if I hide behind this for the whole show, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah, you can hide behind it. And in fact, I would appreciate it if from now on, if from this point forward, he plays the game in your stead.
Sure, absolutely. But we can consult with each other.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So I'll play loud if you want.
We're playing as a team.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You guys are a team.
So
we started about 2 minutes late tonight, so we're going to go about 19 minutes over. All right. Here we go.
Cheesecake Galactus, I think he said.
She hates Galactus.
Oh, now he's getting into it.
Yeah.
This is where it comes.
Things are shitty at home. Yeah. Things are fucking shitty at home.
Okay. So, Paul, we'll start with you, and then we'll go across.
And Galactus, the world eater.
On our way to TJ. Yes.
You have to refer
the team,
to as Paul and the
team of Paul and Galactus.
That's right.
At Lucky Number Nevin on Twitter wrote... It's a good one. Lucky Number Nevin. And the weird part is his name is Slevin.
Well, he goes by Nevin.
Yeah, he goes by Nevin. His category suggested. His category suggested is my wife, and that's movies where a woman is directed by her husband. My wife.
I love that you could tell that was the tone he said it in from the, on Twitter.
Oh, I knew what he was going for. Yeah, nobody says my wife. There's no reason to say it any other way.
Yeah, you would never be like, "This is my wife."
You'd have to end it like that, but you can't begin a sentence with my wife unless you very hastily add words right after wife.
Yeah.
My wife's dead.
And I was just going to say, my wife has cancer. My wife has cancer.
My wife has been tortured.
Yeah.
No, no, thank you.
My wife hates when I do this.
At Humorita,
I guess he wants
we
to move the game along.
We haven't defied anyone yet.
I guess he wants
you
to move it along.
You get to pick a character. I mean a category. All right. Would you like? There was that one, right? Did I say one already?
Yes, you said
Jesus.
My wife.
My wife.
Then we talked about it for 10 minutes.
My wife. And then Humoridian suggested Breaking Bald, which is. The Baldwin acting dynasty, the films of Breaking Bald.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and then Arababa suggested Iron Lady, which is movies with a female robot. Iron Lady. Which one of those would you like
that's
to play?
A great
Galacticus.
One. That was a zero
and
effect.
Paul.
All right.
Fridays at 10. Galacticus and Paul.
Well, let's go with Galactus out there on the street. Galactus, what are people saying?
I am the devourer of worlds.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Oh, I hate having him in front of me at the buffet. It's a nightmare.
I am the devourer of the world.
Can you save me a thing?
Save me a thing. Just giving up on a food
if
item.
If only foods were so obscure.
What am I supposed to think of things
the ones
like
I
biscuits?
Thought of were obscure. Too obscure. That's why it came
I
up on
I
want
to go with, what was the one in between my wife and the lady robots?
Breaking Bald.
I'm going to go with the Lady Robots one.
Lady Robots.
Lady Robots.
Lady Robots.
Davey Bowen Lots.
Robots.
This movie's got a Lady Robot in it.
I'll say.
At least... at least one.
That's what she mechanically said.
2.5 stars from Leonard. The year is 2008 when this movie came out.
Wow.
He says about this movie that it won the hearts of audiences. And he also says that it has a heavy-handed message.
Some of the audience was mocking my...
Yeah, what the fuck?
So would it be better weird. If I just stare at it quietly?
Of all the things to mock about what's happening up here... Nobody mocks it when President Obama does it. You need to just sound more authoritative. Capture the hearts of people.
That's the first thing I'm going to do is get a prompter and take all the uhs out of the prompter so I don't say them. Okay. There are 7 names listed for this movie with the lady robot in it. How many names do you think you get it in, Galacticus and Paul?
I'm thinking 5 names. Let me ask Galactus what he thinks.
Tremble at the might of the power cosmic.
All right, I'm going to go 6
I think
names.
Galacticus is drunk.
Yeah, he kind of encouraged you
less. Yeah. I think he was saying be cautious.
He's slurring his words.
Yeah, he's hammered.
Destroy the earth. Stay off of my couch.
Baby, you want to see me eat a fucking planet? I'll do it. I'm so lonely.
That is sad.
Jeff. What do you think of that, Jeff? He said...
Yeah, what do you think of that?
He landed on 6 names, I think.
That's okay.
You want to say name it or you want to go lower?
5, I can't get it.
5, he says. Then you go to your dad over here. Which, by the way, nice work to both of you.
Coming off real weird, Benson.
Has it been fun, though? Have you had a good time?
Jesus
Christ. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you that I haven't been listening to a word anybody has been saying for the last 5 minutes, because after listening to every podcast, turning him onto it, I cannot believe I got up here and went, oh, there's a name on the back of it.
Oh,
are you kidding? Don't worry about that. Have you seen how much I fuck up this game every episode? I'm the worst at this.
It doesn't matter, because on the way home, we will be on a layover wherever we're at, and I'll just be sitting there going, fuck.
Can I be the only one to say, you're right to be hard on yourself.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
And that is the only way that you do better.
Bullshit.
I know.
Wait till you listen back to this. You're going to be like,
I know. Every time.
You're going to be like,
Paul will never get over his last defeat on the show. Never.
And then I also just realized I should not be sitting next to my son, because I have to say, name that movie.
Oh.
Dagger in the back.
Father-son rivalry.
By the way, what would have happened if Galacticus had to name that movie? He would just say every answer would be Devouring World.
I'm the team captain.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
We work this out.
All right, let's establish
cooler
this.
Cooler heads.
Paul's in charge team. Right. Hey, Paul's not the dummy.
By the way, the one time that Paul does it, the answer is going to be Devouring Planets with, like, William H. Macy.
You have to... Galacticus cannot respond unless
you... It's Galactus. A little respect.
Galactus, sorry.
He's a devourer of worlds.
Eric Celsier cannot respond unless you tickle his belly.
That's
or whatever it is you're doing.
No, you tickle him.
Yeah.
You hold a buttercup under his chin.
I like butter.
You know, it's why it wasn't in production for very long.
Oh, shit. Okay, right. So Tom told son Jeff to name it.
Which I will pay for.
And he gets 5 names. And do you want the clues again, Jeff?
No.
Okay.
Oh, shit, Jeff.
I like it.
Jeff, is like this going to be you outside in the car? What is your problem, Dad? You always do this to me. Just take me home. I want to go to my room.
I was inches away from Paul F. Tompkins.
And even closer to Galacticus.
Galactus.
Son, it's Galactus.
Thank you.
Do you guys remember the night where Comedy Bang Bang started at 11?
Their show
was such a fun night.
It was the best night of comedy. The upright.
All those dumb there. Only had tickets to Comedy Bang Bang. People were just outside in the drizzle.
A little drizzle.
God help them out there in the drizzle. What will they do? They'll have to put their collars up a little bit and bring their hats down.
I went Ghost Protocol. I went full hood.
Smart.
All right. No one is safe. No one is house. There are 5 names that I'm going to read to you now. Here we go, Jeff. They are Sigourney Weaver, Kathy Najimy, John Ratzenberger, Jeff Garland.
Bad news.
And Alyssa Knight are your 5 names for this movie that has a female robot in it from 2008. What's it called, Jeff? Bring it home.
Jeff.
I believe in you, Jeff.
Jeff, you can do this.
Jeff, you can do this. This is for your father.
I have nothing.
Jeff Garland.
The one movie in 08 that I can think of is Iron Man, and I know that's not right, but I'll say Iron Man.
Let's go with Iron Man. Why not? Once you've established it's not right, just dive in.
That was my strategy in Cincinnati, and I went with that.
Yeah, and I know what it is.
That's true. It did work in Cincinnati, but for now, your dad is now the lead on the leaderboard with 1 point, because the movie's called WALL-E!
Oh, man. That's one of the few ones I'm going to know all night.
Did that robot really have a gender?
Yeah, the female one did.
The female one, yeah. It was kind of about...
Feminine.
Yeah,
feminine.
It was kind of about... her name
super
was Ivy
feminine.
Or some shit.
That was one fine-looking robot.
Her
Jessica. Name was Susan.
Yep.
No, it wasn't.
I am Susan the robot.
Susan the robot. That has to happen. Okay, so... Exciting. Tom has a point. We'll start down there with Ben on this one.
Let's do it.
You get to pick a category.
What do I got?
And then we'll go to TJ and Paul. You get to choose between the following categories. Would you like... It's Pete Postlethwaite's birthday today, if you were alive still. And so the films of the great Pete Postlethwaite.
Mm-hmm.
Or at Abby Monster, suggested on Twitter... Dude, Where's My Sklar? Which is movies with one or more of the Sklar brothers.
I love the movies with more than one.
They might have appeared in movies separately. And then also celebrating a birthday, Sir Ashton Kutcher.
So pleased about his status.
Knighted. He did get knighted. I was wondering.
Yeah. Congrats, and man. So the films of Ashton Kutcher.
Let's absolutely do Ashton Kutcher.
Absolutely.
Nicely done.
2 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2004. He says about this movie that has interesting premise, and then he says it also wallows in unpleasantness. What a reversal of thought, Leonard Maltin, if you're listening. 2 stars, and he lists 9 names. People in the audience think they already know it. Out of 9 names, how many can you get it in?
Ben 2004, Schwartz? The clue, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it in 5 names. Someone just was so disappointed at me.
That is a bold, big hair bid.
2004.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton Kutcher's.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Movie.
I can do it in 4.
Whoa.
All F. Tompkins.
The category is Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
2004.
Mm-hmm.
What are the clues again? I'm so sorry, Doug.
Wallows in unpleasantness.
Cool.
Interesting premise.
I can name that movie in 0 names.
Oh.
Papa Twist. Order
H. Excited for you.
Negative names.
Jeff Ree.
Negative names.
I think I might know it, so I will go -1.
Yeah.
Wow. -1. That's Ashton Kutcher's.
Learn from your mistakes,
this.
Dad.
I love this. We're you know behind schedule, and this could end the game right here.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh.
This could be it.
You know what to do.
What are you going
to
do with this, Tom?
What
father
joy.
Son rivalry.
You can make up for reading the name on the back of your record.
Nothing
I'm
can ever make up for
two.
That.
He says -2.
Whoa! -2.
-2. I'm going to say name that movie.
Okay, whoa! So Tom has to name it and the two names in order, and if he succeeds, he will have 2 points, and that will be the end of the game, which
this
will be,
is it.
Will be
is
fantastic.
It the butterfly effect?
What are the 2 names? Top
Ashton
2.
Ashton Kutcher.
Uh-huh.
And Amy Smart.
Dude, you did it! Very impressive!
Totally redeeming himself for reading the shithead comment is Tom from Cincinnati.
That's Tournament of Championships shit. You're going to have to fly
what
back out here again at your own expense. Once again.
At your own expense.
At your own expense.
We did this time.
I might have enough miles. I might have a mile saved up. We'll work it out. Yeah, but that's the next Tournament of Championships.
I had to redeem myself.
I'm deep in the current one, but well done. Very
so
well
exciting.
Done.
That was
yeah.
really exciting.
That was a great, that was the best game I've ever been a part of.
That was good. Now, TJ does not say that.
No, never.
So this is an honor.
Never.
That is one of the few things I say.
And I am very aware that one day I will be an old man in a nursing home and I will pay for this.
Oh, just download it now tomorrow. And hang on to it.
Right?
Old man.
Old man.
You can do it.
I think he meant his son was going to smother him with a pillow.
Yeah.
Doug, can I have
not that he was,
that he was going to...
My son might actually have an extra ticket for Paul's performance.
It would be weird if you held that grudge for so long. Like 25 years later, finally, you're like, I'm going to fucking get you, Dad.
who are you playing for again, TJ?
I played
Anthony?
For...
Anthony?
Damian Roberts Jr.
Roberts, could you come up here?
David Reynolds Jr.
David Reynolds, could you please come up and write down a shithead for me to
David was ready in the corner.
Who'd you play for? Where's Zach?
Zach. Zach, just come on up. And I wrote a suggestion of maybe who you'd want to put down on the back.
David, next time, money in the wallet.
Where's the guy? Zach. Is that you, Zach?
No, Zach is this guy.
Eric Celsior. You're Eric Celsior. How'd you feel about losing Galactica?
Who is so ignorant as to confront Galactus?
Wow, Doug, you should not have mispronounced his name again.
Oh, I should not. I'm so ignorant of
Galapagos. Galactus, it was him.
I'm sorry, Galapagos. It'll never happen again.
I am power incarnate.
That's like that's quite a burden to bear, being power incarnate.
Yeah.
Wow, he's gotten consistently less impressive.
He knows how to dial it down. He knows if it's not working, like why force it?
He is sensitive to social situations.
That's true.
So it makes him such an impressive world leader.
Thanks, man.
You could cut this tension with a knife. Were you guys just talking about me?
Oh, that's it? What does that say? I can't read all of that. That's cheating, just putting a bunch of stuff on there. You wrote one down, right? Yeah. Part of that's on there.
I like that he knew it was his handwriting. He's like, sorry.
How many shitheads do we have?
I write like a man
everybody's
trapped in a box.
People are whole audience.
Jumping up out of the thing. What the hell's going on?
I got four of them. Okay. Perfect amount. All right. What else do we have to do before we go? Any plugs, TJ?
My podcast is coming out in February. It's called Cashing In with TJ Miller. You can follow me on Twitter at NotTJMiller and for all the updates and things.
Where's Chris? Chris, come get your bag. Chris, the winner. Congratulations. Jeff and Tom, do you have anything to plug? Anything coming up other than you're going to be back for the Tournament of Championships?
I guess so. I'm
very excited to have you someday. And Ben Schwartz?
Sundays at 10 p.m. House of Lies on Showtime. And then, thank you, Don Cheadle, Kristen Bell, me, and Josh Lawson. And then Don Cheadle. Oh, shit, he's here. Don Cheadle's here.
Cheadle!
He's here. He's holding a huge Hotel Rwanda poster.
Cheedy, how you been?
But it says he's had fun with it. It says Hotel Rwanda for dogs.
Which he was in as well, by the way. And then my Twitter is Rejected Jokes.
Projected jokes.
Rejected jokes.
Schenectady jokes.
Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady jokes, New York.
I went to school in Schenectady, New York.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
What about my plugs, Doug? God damn you!
I just want to say really quick that we're running out of time.
Galactus,
I just
want to
say, you both will plug at the end. I just want to say, I don't want to bring it down, but I just want to say that I'm glad we were able to connect with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and the wig looks terrific, and good luck to you, Jeff.
If you guys can't tell, Jeff, listeners at home, Jeff is he's on his deathbed.
He's got an IV hooked up in a wheelchair on an iron lung.
It's really terrible.
All right, Paul.
Doug, I'd like to promote my podcast, the Pod F Tomcast. Thank you very much. You were nice enough to not promote it when you talked about the characters from Comedy Bang Bang appearing on the show.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't aware that they were on other shows.
Yeah, just the one.
I thought they were comedy.
Just the one other show.
I thought they were Comedy Bang Bang guys.
Pod F Tomcast, free month to download. And also, that show in Vancouver that I'm doing with the Super Ego guys. We're doing it, as far as I know. It's still February 15th somewhere.
I'm sure it'll be the same time, but they just got to find a place.
Yeah. Help us find a place, everyone. The hunt is on.
I'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee in May, and all of my tour dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thanks again to my guests. Let's hear it for all these guys.
Thanks for having
us. Terrific panel. Sweet sausage party.
Galactus.
And John Hirschberg is a shithead, as always. As always, Biff Tannen is a shithead. But then we have people who are adding parentheticals. I don't know where I said that was okay, but it does say that Tom Wilson is nice, and I have to agree. I run into him a lot in airports, and he's always a sweetheart. Steve Grossman is a shithead. That one I can verify, because I don't know who Steve Grossman is. And... parentheses, Ben made me.
Yeah, let's see what he said.
Mark Maron is a shithead.
Way to
go! Oh, Mark! We do love you, though. We actually love you, Mark.
There's no room in